The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. One of my great pleasures as a kid was coming home from school and entering the vestibule, where I dropped my backpack, hung my coat on a rack, then went inside to lay on the sofa beneath my family's grandfather clock and take a nap before homework. I watched the clock's pendulum tick away the school day's bustle. Growing up, that daily ritual of listening and being lulled into sleep made me keenly aware of thresholds. The foyer served as a portal into the quiet of the house, and the clock drifted me into the intricacies of time, or rather, timelessness. I continued to take pleasure and find intrigue when I conceptually and physically encounter liminal spaces. The brain of John Malkovich in the movie Being John Malkovich. Dante and Virgil entering the circles of the underworld. The wardrobe in Narnia or the Phantom Tollbooth. The edge of a pool where I stood thinking about the Middle Passage. A liminal space, if ever there was one. I even hear thresholds, as when a jazz quartet plays a suspended moment of held notes before the soloist improvises away from the opening melody and into a freedom of sound. This is where realms of existence are palpably felt, where physical and spiritual worlds meet. Recently, upon landing in Ireland, I took a spontaneous drive to Newgrange, a 5,000-year-old tomb of mysterious power. The Celts refer to such thresholds as thin places. The Bakongo people call it the Kalunga line, a watery boundary between the spiritual and the living. Thresholds are fundamentally lyrical. Important transitions in my life prove as much. Whenever I am faced with life-altering decisions, I hold the past alongside the uncertainty of the future. That tension powers both ambiguities and revelations. Poets thrive in that energy between knowing and not knowing. They attempt to convey a sense of awakening by marking language and their experiences and thoughts as memorable, as sacred, while honoring the conditions that urge them into song. Today's poem spotlights the rich space where language fuses and ushers in the prospect of a new relationship between objects and lived experiences. Body's Kin by Simon West. As songs without words run loose in the mind and thoughtless as light over matter, so unruled lines will slip their moorings and carry the eye on a current that laps the shape and crease of things. Sometimes language lags in the wake of body's kin. Look how a sketch set down by hand will draw you out like a walk and into the park of flesh. So still life bottles talk to a bowl and get the gaps between known things as air takes shape in shadow and light. So singing is good when the sense of sound comes divined in the throat, or the ear's chamber lets you float half buoyed in a fathom of waves. To follow the threads of sight and sound, you're swept like a plum from the boat's hard rim. So laughter will burst, and sighs seep, and breath is always there as a breeze flouts frontiers. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Find us on Instagram at slowdownshow. The Slowdown is written by me, Major Jackson. It is produced by Micah Kilbon. Our music is composed by Alexis Quadrado. Engineering by Josh Savageau. Our associate producer is Maria Wartell. Additional production help by Susanna Sharpless, James Napoli, and Nick Ryan. Our executive producer and editor is Beth Perlman. Our executives in charge of APM Studios are Chandra Kavati, Alex Shafford, and Joanne Griffith.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.